My humble pranams at the divine lotus feet, our beloved Swami. Sai Ram, to my respected elders, brothers, sisters, and devotees who have gathered here today. On behalf of my fellow Balvikas alumni members, I, Saidat Ramesh from Chennai, Tamil Nadu, welcome you all to the final day of the Sri Satya Sai Balvikas Benedictory Ceremony 2015. In our journey through Balvikas, we have learned and experienced many beautiful things. Every Balvikas child has learned that Jyoti meditation is the first technique to access the spiritual light which resides inside each and every one of us. This light is the center of spiritual energy inside us. Jyoti meditation fuels its blissful energy. The Balvikas members will now sing a song, Akhand Jyoti Jalao.
Thank you. जलाओ साई मन मंदिर में अखंड ज्योति जलाओ
witnessed a procession which just took place now. We have seen the wand being brought in the procession and placed at the divine lotus feet of our Bhagavan. Now, I call upon Sister Sayuri Garud from Pune, Maharashtra to share with us the significance of this wand of transformation.
Om Shri Sai Ram, our most humble pranams at the lotus feet of Bhagwan Shri Satya Sai Baba and Sai Ram to all. We, the students of Shri Satya Sai Balvikas, are indeed the chosen ones. The wand of transformation that we wield on this day of convocation is symbolic of the love of Bhagwan Baba, which has reformed and reshaped our lives through Sri Satya Sai Balvikas program. The practice of silent sitting and self-audit has strengthened the moral conscience and sharpened the power of discrimination. Management of thought, breath and time has assured us a stress-free life. Integration of thought, word and deed has conferred with us character, our greatest wealth. we seek to attain equanimity of mind, a certain way to inner peace. As we stand on the threshold of life, we consider ourselves extremely fortunate to be fortified with all means to face the challenges and achieve excellence. This divine legacy has equipped us with values right to paint this world with colors bright. The love of Bhagwan is like a magic wand. With this, we shall touch the lives of every being around and kindle the spark of Satya, Dharma, Shanti, Prema and Ahimsa in every heart. We shall walk the talk to restore Bharat to a pristine glory where human values once flourished. And this is the legacy that we shall leave for generations to come. Jai Sai Ram.
Through Balavikas, we have not just undergone a change in our mindset, we have undergone a transformation in our heart. We have assembled here today to witness the benediction ceremony of the Balavikas students who have recently finished their third group in Balavikas. It is now time to surrender to Swami and to make a commitment to follow Swami's sayings and continue serving. We will now have an oath, a benediction prayer. I call upon Srimati Kamala Pandya, Deputy National Coordinator for Balavikas, to lead the prayer.
Om Shri Sai Ram. Today is an auspicious day for all the Balavikas children from the country of Bharat. I take this opportunity to welcome you all to this benediction ceremony. I request all those who are going to be admitted to the Diploma of Sri Satya Sai Education to stand up and rise to the occasion. With your hands folded, a smile on your lips, and a heartful prayer, please repeat after me.
I hereby solemnly declare and promise that if admitted
to the Diploma of Sri Satya Sai Education
for which
I have been duly recommended, I will, in my thought, in my word, and in my deeds, conduct myself with righteousness and upright character. I will, to the utmost of my capacity and opportunity,
Love and serve my parents.
I will endeavor to lead my life on the principle that there is only one caste of humanity, the religion of love, and thus broaden my heart. To lovingly embrace the whole mankind as one family. In this manner, I shall support the cause of sound learning,
of humanity,
morality,
and spirituality
in everyday life.
Jai Sai Ram.
Thank you and be seated, please.
Swami defines life as a journey from I to we to He. The first thing that we must sacrifice is I, or selfishness. In Balavikas, our beloved gurus have instilled in our hearts that service to man is service to God. To do this, we must unite heart to heart. Bhagwan says that there is only one language, the language of the heart. I now call upon a Balavikas alumnus from Karnataka, Brother Avinash Vasudev, to share his views on this topic.
Om Shri Sai Ram, offering my most humble pranams at the lotus feet of our most beloved Swami. My loving Sai Ram to all the elders and my dear brothers and sisters present here. I have been asked to speak on the topic, My Journey Through Balavikas. I joined the Sri Satya Sai Balavikas at the age of 7, and as a Balavikas student, I was fairly regular. I attended most of the Balavikas activities held at the zonal and the regional levels. And I also fared well in the exams. Around the same time, my parents too were part of the samiti in our area. And being a young boy, I used to tag along with them to the samiti as well. So all in all, in the Sai circles in our area, I was a fairly well-known face. But I cannot stress upon this point enough, that there is, especially in a spiritual organization, a subtle difference between presence and participation. I was present in all these places. I used to take part in the activities, but my heart was not craving for it. That bond of love, that connection with Swami had not yet formed. And in that sense, the true teachings of Balavikas and the true teachings of Swami had not yet sunk in. But that's the amazing thing about life. We tend to absorb what we are surrounded by. We are influenced by everything that surrounds us. And that is why Swami says, tell me who your friends are and I'll tell you who you are. Satsangatve nissangatvam, nissangatve nirmohatvam. Nirmohatve nischala tattvam, nischala tattve jivan muktihi. So the final goal is that jivan mukti. In fact, at this point, I'm just reminded of one small incident. The setting is of the interview room. Swami's students are eagerly waiting for him. And as Swami enters the interview room, he seems to be lost in thought. The moment Swami enters, he asks a question. Do you believe I am God? There's an instantaneous thundering reply from the students saying, yes, Swami. And that smile appears on Swami's face. And then he asks, if indeed you believe I am God, do you believe that everything I say is the absolute truth? Once again, there's a thundering reply. Yes, Swami, whatever you say is the truth. And then Swami says, you are also God. And then there's pin drop silence. All through, Swami has told us, Prema Swarupalara, Divyatma Swarupalara, embodiments of love, embodiments of that divine Atma. He has told us life is a journey. It's a journey inwards. It's a journey of realization. It's a journey of connection. It's a journey of knowing that I and He are one and the same. And we have been very fortunate to be able to embark upon this journey when He Himself has come down. He has said that God has descended for man to ascend. And along this journey, Swami is so graceful. He says, if you take one step towards me, I shall take 100 steps towards you. In fact, I feel this is a good moment for me to say that in many of our lives, that first step towards Swami has been the Sri Satya Sai Balvikas. I don't know how many of us have realized it, but at that tender age of 5 and 6, we have all offered ourselves to Swami. So as I was thinking about this, I started to feel, what is it that Balvikas has really given me? What is it, what has been my takeaway from Balvikas? Even before you enter the center where Balvikas is held, you are taught to leave your footwear in line. So the teaching starts even before you enter Balvikas. There is a social aspect and there is a far more important spiritual aspect. In the social aspect, we are taught how to be good citizens of the country, to love all, to serve all, discipline, moral values. That is very important for us to be good human beings. There's one more very, very, very important aspect of Balvikas, and that is the spiritual aspect. Every child that enters Balvikas, I'm sure when he or she leaves, is convinced of the fact that God exists. Whatever be the name, whatever be the form, but God exists. And why is this conviction important? Because somewhere deep within, the thought is planted that this supreme being is your indweller. He's your truest and closest friend. And when you need him the most, he's always there for you. He's just waiting for you to call out to him. At that age of 6 or 7, we do not realize it. But in a very subtle fashion, through stories like that of Jatila and how Krishna comes to him with a pot of curds, through stories like that of Gajendra Moksha, that seed or that thought has been planted deep within that Swami is yours. He is that indweller who is awaiting your call. He just wants to come and help you. But when I graduated out of Balvikas, this conviction had not yet set in. I was a good student, but this conviction had not yet set in. But it's like a seed that has been planted at a very young age. It's only a matter of time before the tree bears fruit. And that is true in my case as well. Without realizing it, slowly, I started to get amazed and I started to get mesmerized by the Sai Bhajans. And I wanted to genuinely participate in the Sai Bhajans. And once I started taking part in the Bhajans in our center, I slowly realized that I started also participating in other Sai activities. And very soon it happened that all my time, I was just craving to spend it with Swami, listening to his discourses, trying to understand his teachings, and trying to be with other Sai brothers and sisters. And all my time I started spending in Sai activities. At this stage I'm reminded of one more small story written by Rabindranath Tagore. In a kingdom, there's a beggar. It's almost the end of the day, and this beggar is counting all the coins that he has been able to collect that day. Just then he hears the king's chariot. And the beggar's heart leaps with joy. Somewhere within he feels that if the king comes my way, I shall beg from this king. And if he is gracious enough, he'll give me so much that I will not have to beg ever again. Even before this thought could end, the king's chariot comes and stops right in front of the beggar. The king gets out from the chariot and the king comes out and puts his own hands before the beggar. Now the beggar is stunned. Somewhere within him he feels, oh Lord, what is this? I wanted to ask something from my king, but here is the king. He has come and put his hands out before me. Anyway, from his entire pile of coins, he picks out 2 coins and puts them into the king's palms. The king gets back onto the chariot and goes back to the palace. That night, there's a knock on the beggar's door, and when he opens it, on his doorstep, he finds 2 golden coins. And that's when the realization strikes him. He cries out to the Lord saying, "Oh Lord, what have I done? I wish I had given the king everything that I had." That king, that emperor in our lives is our Swami. Anything that we offer to our Swami turns into pure gold. You know, at this point, I just remember two lines. Mera jeevan tere havale prabhu ise pag pag tu hi sambhale. Mera jeevan sai havale prabhu ise pag pag tu hi sambhale. Mera jeevan tere havale. Let us offer this life. Let us offer everything that we have. Let us surrender at His feet. And then we truly become deserving to be called His Bangaru. Jai Sai Ram.
Our next speaker is a very esteemed member of the Sai family. He's leading the organization through a path of service, devotion, and utter surrenderance to our beloved Bhagwan. I now invite the All India President of the Sri Satya Sai Seva Organization and Trustee of the Sri Satya Sai Central Trust, Mr. V. Srinivasan, to deliver the benedictory address and bless the children.
Om Shri Sai Ram. I offer my most loving and humble pranams at the lotus feet of our divine Sadguru, Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba. Respected elders, brothers and sisters, Balvikas gurus and dear Balvikas alumni, graduates and children, and the Honorable Union Minister, Sri Naik ji. It is most appropriate that we begin the 90th year of the advent of the Sai Avatar with a Balvikas function, since Balvikas was very close to the Lord's heart. Yesterday, my younger brother Nimish mentioned that it was the right thing to do to start the 50th year of the Satya Sai organization with the Balvikas function. But much more than that, what is important to us is the 90th year, because we have never to forget the Creator and concentrate on the created. The Satya Sai organization, the Balvikas, have all been created by Bhagwan. He is the Creator. And for us, that is more important than all the institutions and organizations that he has created. Bhagavan always felt that for Loka Vikas, you have to start from Bal Vikas. That is the reason when he formed the Mahila Vibhag, he first asked them to concentrate on the children, for they are the foundation of society. To the Sai organization, the Bal Vikas wing is of primary importance, for they are the raw material for the growth of the organization. It has also been the most successful of the wings of the organization. The credit for this achievement is without doubt due to the dedication and devotion of the gurus, for they have, without any fanfare, carried this aspect of the divine mission forward. The Sai organization owes a deep debt of gratitude to them for this selfless seva. In recognition of this fact, and in recognition of the importance of the Bal Vikas, I have pleasure to announce that from next year, we will observe one day at Prashanti Nilayam as the Bal Vikas Day. This special function we have for the convocation and other connected events of the Bal Vikas will all be subsumed into this Bal Vikas function. And I request my younger brother to plan for this Bal Vikas Day. Perhaps, since it's the 90th year, maybe we should meet again this year, in this year itself, for the Bal Vikas Day. I do not want to belittle the contribution of the Seva Dal of our organization and those engaged in the spiritual sadhana activities. We will also observe a Seva Dal Day starting from next year, and also a day for spiritual sadhana activities. So the three wings of the organization will each have their day of dedication and rejuvenation at the lotus feet of our beloved Bhagwan. It is appropriate that we recall on this occasion the dedicated seva of the pioneers of Bal Vikas, Professor Vishnu Gokak, Sister Shanta Divakar, Mani Amma, and Srimati Sarla Shah. They have laid a strong foundation for this mission, which stands it in good stead to face the challenges of a turbulent world. Today, at this unique convocation, we celebrate and felicitate the results of their endeavors. 3,654 students from all over India who are graduating after successfully completing the 9-year program. Let us applaud these dedicated and fortunate children. Blessed indeed are they by Sai himself. Dear Balvikas alumni, graduates and students, understand that the Balvikas program is a kavacham that protects you from the tempestuous ways of today's world. The sun god gave a kavacham to Karna to protect him on the battlefield. Sai gives this kavacham not just to one, but to all his students to protect them in the battle, to protect them in the battle which rages every day on the Kurukshetra of modern life. Treasure it, revere it, and be always grateful with absolute humility to our beneficent Lord. You owe a deep debt of gratitude to Him which can never be repaid, except through the dedicated observance of all His teachings which your gurus have taught you. You are the future of the Sai organization. Never forget that. Make love your dharma and immerse yourself in loving seva to humanity. Hamare jo bachche hain, wo hamari bhavishya ki aasha hai. Wohi hain Sai ke sipahi. अगर भारत में अच्छे दिन आए या ना आए, ये कोई सरकारी निर्णय से नहीं होने वाला है, ये हमारे साई बाल विकास के हाथों में है. Whether the good days are to come to our beloved country or not, is not just going to be the result of some government policy. It is going to be the dedicated efforts of the Balvikas graduates of the Sathya Sai Seva organization. Start with seva to your parents. You have been transformed by Balvikas. Now, through your love and humility, begin the process of transformation of your parents and your brothers and sisters, your neighbors and friends. This can be done not by just preaching, but only by your actions and your behavior. Aapki jo vyavahar hai, jo aapki satkriyata hai, isi ke dwara duniya mein parivartan aayegi. Never forget that. Do not say that you have no time for service. This is not true, because we make time for so many mundane activities. Your studies, your career will all be enriched by putting into practice all that you have learned in Balvikas and being in the Sai organization. Today, the Sai organization itself stands on the threshold of great growth and development. It realizes that it has to change, that it has to become far more dynamic, more involved in society. It realizes that it has to keep up with the times and use technology to improve its usefulness to society and mankind. The 90th birthday is not only a time for new activities and expansion, but to chart out a road map towards the 100th birthday. You have to make this change. You have to be this change. We elders realize that we need you. Do not disappoint us. And much more important, do not disappoint Sai, who has showered his love on you. The diplomas which you have got today are not just pieces of paper. They are not begging bows like other degrees are. Satya Sai education is for life, not just for living. However, remember that the real diploma will be given not by us, but will be given by Bhagwan to you. You should prepare the blueprint of how the elders and the young can work together to take forward the divine mission into the challenging environs of the 21st century. Fortunately, you have persons at the helm of the Sai organization today and tomorrow who will support you fully in all your ideas. Do not let go this opportunity to do your duty and fulfill what Sai expects from you. Sai always wanted all of us to work together, hand in hand, and with love in our hearts. Bhagwan always stressed the importance of satsang. Satsang was not just to do bhajans. Satsang was not just to discuss divine scriptures together. Every divine activity, every divine satkriyata has to be done by all people working together. Bhagwan never liked any individual to try and demonstrate what he can do. It is time when we move from I to we and then to he, and that is the importance of satsang. I pray Bhagwan to bless you with all happiness and contentment and fulfill all your dreams for this world of ours. Jai Sai Ram.
Om Shri Sai Ram. Thank you very much, Mr. Vishnuvasan, for this lovely benedictory discourse that sets the path for the next period of time, right leading up to the 100th birthday of our beloved Bhagwan. And as an organization, we will all endeavor to ensure that the path laid down today is adhered to and achieved in due course of time with the divine grace of Bhagwan Shri Satya Sai Baba. Today is a very, very auspicious day when we have with us a very important guest, and that is the Honorable Union Minister Shri Sripad Nayak, who has consented to be the guest of honor today, and we welcome him amid service with a round of applause. I request the All India President, Mr. V. Srinivasan, to offer a bouquet of flowers to the Honorable Chief Guest today as a mark of our welcome and love for him for having consented to be a part of this organ. We now come to a very important aspect of today's proceedings. And that is awarding and recognizing the excellence amongst various alumni of the Sri Satyasaya Bal Vikas from the various states of India. These awards of excellence are granted on a very particular criteria. These awardees have passed successfully the 9-year course and have been awarded the certificate of education at the end of 9 years. Having passed the entire course content, they have stepped into life and achieved a degree of excellence in their careers, in their personal lives. But above all, despite achieving the excellence in their personal careers, they have also adhered to and stuck by the principles of Sai service and have been a part of the Sai organization throughout their careers as they have led life. Disproving the fact that it cannot be that you only do career and you have no time for seva. It's not that you only do seva and you don't have time for career. These are awardees who have proved to the world that even while you achieve success in day-to-day life, you can still lead a spiritual life and offer service at the society's easy. And with these criterias, I have the pleasure of requesting our Honorable Chief Guest, Sri Sripad Nayak, the Union Minister of the Government of India, to kindly consent, come forward and help us to award these trophies to the awardees this evening, this morning today. I will call out the names in order. There is a request to them to come forward. The first, Sri A.M. Prabhakaran Nair. Is a chief research engineer, head of the civil engineering department of Palakkad. He is the state vice president of the Satyasai organization of Kerala and also has designed and developed and executed a large water flow laboratory, which is a unique testing laboratory in the whole of Asia. And above all, a great ardent devotee of Bhagwan, carrying on service as the Bal Vikas coordinator also for many years in the state Kerala. Next, Sri Niranjan Hebar. Niranjan has a diploma in mechanical engineering. He has a business as he's an agriculturist and is a member of the Sai organization in Karnataka and an alumni of the Sat Sai University, having completed successfully the Bal Vikas course. Next is Sri Ram Dayal P. from Kerala once again. He is an MCA, a software engineer, and a successful part of the Sai organization, a part of the disaster management team of Kerala, and a great karate black belt as he does serve the situation. He is a proprietor of Dev Exports, has a successful business in Bangalore, and is a partner of Halle Human Capital of Chennai. We have next is Dr. Sumit Thakkar. He is a neurosurgeon, has been a part of the organization all his life and now currently serving with the Satyasai Super Speciality Hospital at Prashanthi Nilayam, dedicating his life. He has been the awardee of the Most Outstanding Student Award from 1st to the 10th standard, entire school career, has been the Merit Award winner 3 times in the MBBS course and has been dedicating his life at the hospital at Prashanthi Nilayam. Next, I invite Mr. Sanjeev Hingorani, who is a leading chartered accountant from the state of Madhya Pradesh and a senior member of the Sai organization of Madhya Pradesh. He's an expert in Indian tax laws and has dedicated his life to Bhagwan as a member of the Sai organization in Madhya Pradesh. The next I invite is Smruti Ranjan Jaina from Odisha. He's a great educationist and conducts a lot of research with education throughout the country. Is an MPhil in linguistics from the University of Delhi, PG diploma in journalism from the Bharatiya Vidya Bhavan, New Delhi, pursuing the postgraduate diploma in rural development with IGNOU. Joined the Satyasaya organization in 1978. Is an independent consultant to the UNICEF, to the World Bank, to the United Nations Development Programs, Care India, IGNIS, Education Recourse Private Limited, and many, many other international organizations. Next, I invite Sri Pankaj Dwivedi, whom we heard yesterday, a very senior member of the Indian Revenue Service, is the Director of Investigations of Income Tax, has the authority to raid anyone's house on information with this kind of capacity. To him goes the humility of serving as a Sevadal member in the West Bengal organization, where nobody knows that he's the Director of Investigations in the Income Tax Department. And last but not the least amongst the men, before we start with our sisters, is Dr. Sivadasan, whom we heard yesterday again, a renowned doctor, an orthopedic surgeon who does human service in Pondicherry, and we heard him yesterday, Dr. Sivadasan. I now request the sisters to announce the name of the awardees from the sister's side. I request the Honourable Minister to do the needful as far as our sisters are concerned.
Om Shri Sai Ram. We now proceed on to the award ceremony for the best alumni for the ladies. To start with, we have Srimati Shashikala, PhD MEMS, from the state of Andhra Pradesh, has completed her MSc in Biochemistry, Andhra University, PhD in Biochemistry, Osmania University. She has also studied in Anandpur College. Her focus of research is gastrointestinal diseases. Sister Shashikala has established Institute of Basic Science and Translational Research Labs at Ancient Institute of Gastroenterology, Hyderabad. Next in list we have Srimati Krishtanjana Ray from the state of West Bengal, has passed ICSE and ISE from the Pratt Memorial School and has passed LLB from Calcutta University and qualified in the West Bengal Civil Service Judicial Examination. Presently working as Civil Judge, Senior Division in the Howrah District of West Bengal. Sister Krishtanjana is involved in the organization from a very young age. Next, we have Ms. Srividya Shankar Raman from the state of Karnataka, is a Balvika student from South Bengaluru, has been blessed to have presented devotional songs along with the Balvikas group twice in Swami's Divine Presence. Sister Srividya completed a foundation course in Chartered Accountancy and took up her articleship when she was in second year of BCom and completed her CA in 2004 and is a content generator in Swami's Vidyavahini project. Next, we have Ms. Bhanu Priya from the state of Haryana, has completed her MSc in Biotechnology, B.Ed., and is pursuing her PhD in Biotechnology. Next, we have Shanti Krishnamurthy from the state of Gujarat, has completed her BCom B.Ed. diploma in EHV College. Sister Shanti has experienced 23 years of teaching and worked 8 years as principal in Sri Satya Sai School, Surat, and is also serving as the state coordinator of Sri Satya Sai Schools in Gujarat. The next outstanding alumni is Ms. Shrunkala Milind Kaushik from the state of Maharashtra, pursuing medical science in third year physiotherapy at Dr. Vasantra Pawar Medical College, Hospital and Research Center in Adgaon, Nasik. Sister Shrunkala has anchored the alumni meet yesterday evening and also in the year 2012. The next we have Ms. Shruti Kirti from the state of Uttar Pradesh, who has completed her MCom from KCPG College, Lucknow, and is learning Kathak from Mahavishwa Vidyalaya, Lucknow. Sister Shruti has done her specialization in commerce, business studies and economics. Now, I call upon Mrs. Pradnya Sanjay Nagpure from the state of Maharashtra, who has completed her Bachelor of Architecture and is privately practicing as an architect. Sister Prajna is working as a Bal Vikas Guru since 2005. Next in the list, we have M. Sandhya Preeta from the state of Tamil Nadu, who has completed her BA and MA in English Literature at Sri Satisai Institute of Higher Learning, Anantapur campus. Presently working as a journalist with The Hindu from 2001 in Coimbatore, and is the Deputy Chief of Bureau at Coimbatore. Sister Sandhya has been awarded as the Best Journalist Award.
Now I call upon Mrs. Tanvira Valvarkar from Goa, is a singer by profession and completed BSc in Home Science and Diploma in Fashion Designing. Next, Ms. Bharti Gupta from the state of Himachal Pradesh has completed MBBS from the IGMC Shimla and MD from PGI Chandigarh and presently working as assistant professor in Department of Anesthesia, Critical Pain and Management at Dr. RPGMC Tanda at Kangra in Himachal Pradesh. Her special field of interest is interventional pain management. Sister Bharti has delivered guest lectures at Balika Samagam for young girls. Next, Mrs. Bijay Lakshmi Satpati has completed her BSc in Chemistry from DAV College, Titlagar, Odisha, and MSc from Vinayak Missions University, Tamil Nadu, and is presently working as laboratory assistant at District Laboratory, Naupada. The books Purnima Magazine for Children and the books Desh Prema, a compilation of Swami's message by Sister Bijay Lakshmi, is published by Sri Satya Sai Seva Organization, Odisha, in 2007. Amuda Ranganathan. She has worked in the field of social work as counselor, project in charge for HIV/AIDS for 12 years. Presently, she is involved with the Sai organization as part of the accreditation team. Sai Ram. Next, we have Renukatai M. Santaba from the state of Karnataka, has completed MA, B.Ed, M.Phil, Ph.D, Diploma in Sri Satya Sai Education, and is a Hindi teacher by profession, and in charge headmistress, Sister Renukatai, has been awarded as the best teacher by Education Department and was the author to the book of Sadhana, Continuous Comprehensive Evaluation. Jai Sai Ram.
Thank you very much, sir, for doing this honors for us. I have a special request, Honorable Minister, sir. Now we request you to kindly grant us a few words and bless the August organization today. Thank you very much. I call upon the Minister to speak to you.
ओम श्री साईराम सबको प्रणाम द डिग्निटीज प्रेजेंट हियर श्री बी श्रीनिवासन जी ऑल इंडिया प्रेसिडेंट ऑफ सत्य साई ऑर्गेनाइजेशन and trustee, all others, office bearers, trustees of this organization, brothers and sisters. My most humble pranam at the divine lotus feet of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba, It has been my most earnest desire to come to Prashanti Nilayam and Bhagwan Baba, as through his Sankalpa has made it possible for me to be here. At the very name Prashanti Nilayam suggests this is an abode of peace and serenity. The very air we breathe is suffused with love. Along with all my young friends assembled in such a large number in this magnificent hall, I thank Bhagwan Baba for his loving grace in bringing us all together for this important event in all your life. I would like to share with you some of my own personal experience with Bhagwan Babaji, which have enriched my personal life and strengthen my commitment to be a better instrument for the Lord in the service to society. Friends, एक दिन मैं बेंगलोर में था, मन में इच्छा हो गई भगवान बाबा जी का दर्शन ले। मैं व्हाइट फील्ड में अगले दिन जाने की तैयारी की, उस दिन अपॉइंटमेंट नहीं मिला। दूसरे दिन मैंने सोचा कि अपॉइंटमेंट मिले ना मिले, मैं तो दूर से भी बाबा जी का दर्शन लेके आऊंगा। मैं सुबह की प्रार्थना में गया, वहां के ऑर्गेनाइजर्स ने मुझे जगह दी जैसे फ्रंट रो पे आप बैठे हुए हैं। मैं जाके बैठा, तब तक अपॉइंटमेंट का कुछ हुआ नहीं था, तो मैं खुश हुआ, इतने में खुश हुआ कि अगले लाइन में बैठ के बाबा जी का नजदीक से दर्शन मैं पा लूं। और ऐसा ही हुआ, जब बाबा जी कुटी से बाहर आ गए तो लकीली मेरे सामने आके खड़े हो गए और विभूति का प्रसाद पहले मुझे ही दे दिया। मैं बोला क्या बात, मैंने मौका छोड़ा नहीं, मैं खड़ा हो गया। बाबा जी से रिक्वेस्ट किया, बाबा जी मुझे दो मिनट का मुझे इंटरव्यू चाहिए। मुझे जब ऑर्गेनाइजेशन में जो वहां देखते थे, उन्होंने कहा कि आज इतना फूल है कि एक मिनट भी मिल नहीं सकता। तो बाबा जी से मैंने मांगा तो बाबा जी बोले चलो उठो, अभी उठो, अभी उठो और कुटीर में जाकर बैठो। तो मेरे साथ मेरी पत्नी थी, एक दो मित्र थे, उनका भी भाग्य खोला, उनको ही लेके वहां मैं गया। सच बता दो कि बाबा जी सब वहां के प्रोग्राम समाप्त करके अंदर आ गए। मेरी आशा थी कि मुझे एक दो तीन मिनट में बाबा जी मिल जाएंगे, मुझे वक्त दे देंगे। बाबा जी अंदर आते ही प्रणाम हो गया, बाबा जी के पैर छुए और पहले मिनट से बाबा जी ने हाथ पकड़ा था, मिनट्स तक बाबा जी बोलते रहे, कुछ कहते रहे। 45 मिनट कैसे हुआ मुझे भी पता नहीं चला। उस दिन की पूरी जो जिसका इंटरव्यू को वक्त दिया था सब कैंसिल कर दिया। और ये तो मेरे लिए चमत्कार था और इसी ऊर्जा से आज तक यहां तक का प्रवास किया हुआ है। उसके बाद बाबा जी ने मेरी पत्नी को एक अंगूठी निकाल के दे दी, वो भी एक दूसरा चमत्कार था। हम सोना के बाद जब भी जाते तब नाप लेके कई दिन लगते हैं सब करने के लिए, लेकिन जो अंगूठी दे दी वो 100% अंगुल में वही फिट हुई थी। और कभी कभी मेरी पत्नी मुझे कहती है कि आपको कुछ नहीं दिया, मुझे ही दे दिया। बोला ठीक है, आपको दिया वो मेरे लिए दिया है, कि आप यदि मेरे पीछे नहीं होती तो आज तक मैं यहां पहुंचा ही नहीं होता। मित्रों, आज इसीलिए मैंने कागज लिख के लाया कि मैं 71 से बोल नहीं पाऊंगा। यही दो बातें थी बाबा जी के साथ। यहां आने का मौका व्यस्तता से नहीं मिला, कुछ पता नहीं, लेकिन आज जो इच्छा है वो निश्चित तौर से पूरी हो गई है। मित्र, आई एम वेरी हैप्पी टू लर्न दैट भगवान बाबा बाय इंस्टीट्यूटिंग द बाल विकास एक्टिविटी हैज इंस्पायर्ड numerable children to inculcate good habits and practice value in life like respecting their parents and elders. I am happy to be part of this convocation for Bali Vikas students. We have completed 9 years curriculum. I wish them bright purpose and happy life to become the ideal citizen of this country. In his divine mission, Babaji has served the humanity by his energetic service project like the drinking water supply project in Anandpur district, which have benefited over 1,000 villages to receive the blessing through drinking water all around the year. It is unbelievable but could make the impossible possible to bring the divine nectar of drinking water cutting across difficulties and difficult terrain, which in itself is an engineering marvel. Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, which provides the quality education of the high standards, what distinguishes this institution is the human and moral values that are imparted so that the students of this institution have become verily divine instrument. Sri Satya Sai General Hospital, where I learned thousands of patients, poor patients, and the needy sick get quality treatment to be relieved of their suffering. Super Speciality Hospital in Puttupati and Bangalore are marvels in medical science with state of art technology adding the exemplary medical care. Operations that cost lakhs of rupees are performed free of cost. There is no parallel of this service done by any non-governmental organization anywhere in the world. I am extremely happy that I have the opportunity to see for myself the divine miracle performed by the Bhagavan Baba by just looking at the thousands of bright young faces in front of me. You all look so strong and confident thanks to the value education received through Bhagavan's mission of love. Bhagavan Baba has guided millions with the ideal way to lead life with the simple message of love, love all, serve all, and help ever, hurt never. Though they seem to be a simple in practice, they become the finest tools for transformation of individuals and the society. Baba's abound love for humanity has transformed a million of lives all over the globe, and they have all become his messages of love. I understand that this is the 19th birthday year of Bhagwan Babaji, And you are also celebrating the Golden Jubilee year of the Satya Sai Seva organization also. I am aware that the millions of Sai devotees across the globe in different countries are involved in the organizational activities as part of their spiritual sadhana. On this special occasion, in this noble seat of law, let us all rededicate ourselves to the service of our great motherland. Mitro, आज हमारी जो देश की स्थिति है आप लोग जानते हैं. देश के लिए क्या चाहिए? जैसे माननीय अध्यक्ष जी ने कहा है, जो देश कई सालों से था, इस देश की जो गरिमा थी, वो गरिमा हमने क्यों गवा दी? कि जैसा अध्यक्ष जी ने कहा कि हमारे पास नॉलेज है, ज्ञान है, सब कुछ है, लेकिन समाज के आखिरी व्यक्ति तक वो पहुंचाने में हम कामयाब नहीं हुए, यह हमें मानना पड़ेगा. आज समाज उसका इम्प्लीमेंटेशन नहीं करता है, वो किया नहीं था, इसलिए यह स्थिति आज आ गई है. इस भारत माता को, हमारे देश को, सिर्फ ज्ञान से नहीं, उस ज्ञान का इम्प्लीमेंटेशन जब तक नहीं होगा, संस्कार, न्याय, नीति, धर्म के साथ साथ यदि निचले व्यक्ति तक नहीं जाएंगे, तब तक वो स्थान, इस जगत गुरु का स्थान हम प्राप्त नहीं कर पाएंगे. और सरकार का ये क्या, मैं जैसे आप जैसे संगठन है, जो संगठन यही सही काम करते हैं, उसको सपोर्ट करना ही सरकार का काम है. और हमारी सरकार कटिबद्ध है कि जो वैल्यूज है वो वैल्यूज वहां तक जाने चाहिए, हर एक ने उसका इम्प्लीमेंटेशन करना चाहिए. आखिर ये बदलने वाला कौन है? आखिर बदलने वाले आप ही हैं. श्री सत्य साई बाबा बाल विकास का जो प्रोग्राम है अत्यंत एक महत्वपूर्ण कार्यक्रम है, जिसके जरिए जो कुछ समाज में बदल हम करेंगे, आखिर समाज यानी कौन है? बदल लाने का सेंटर पॉइंट, वो ताकत कौन है? तो हम हरेक है, हमारे बच्चे हैं, अगली पीढ़ी है. इसका ट्रांसफॉर्मेशन जब हो जाएगा, और वही ट्रांसफॉर्मेशन हम समाज के आखिरी तल तक लेके जाएंगे, तभी ये ट्रांसफॉर्मेशन सही होगा. आखिर जो कुछ हम चाहते हैं, अच्छा हो या बुरा हो, तो हमारी ताकत से, हमारी इम्प्लीमेंटेशन, हमारे हम जिस तरह से बर्ताव करेंगे वैसा ही हो जाएगा. और इसलिए मैं सबसे प्रार्थना करता हूं, जो बाबा जी ने, भगवान बाबा जी ने जो रास्ता दिखाया है वो सबके हित का है, हम सबके हित का है, हमारे देश के हित का है, पूरे ग्लोब के हित का है. ये रास्ता हम कभी नहीं छोड़ेंगे, इस रास्ते पे चलते ही रहेंगे, चरैवेति चलते ही रहेंगे. और जो कि भगवान बाबा जी के मन में था वो सही प्रत्यक्ष रूप से धरती पर उतार लाएंगे. जय साई राम, भारत माता की.
थैंक यू वेरी मच सर. एंड नाउ वी कम टू द कंक्लूजन. आई इनवाइट माय लिटिल सिस्टर देयर to offer the word of thanks and conclude today's function, followed by bhajans that will take place. Thank you.
Om Shri Sai Ram. My most humble pranams at the lotus feet of our beloved Bhagwan Baba. Respected gurus, elders and are my dear brothers and sisters. As I stand here on this holy ground, I feel overwhelmed with several emotions flowing through my heart. Of all these emotions, the one I feel the most is that of gratitude. Gratitude to our beloved Bhagwan Baba for having brought us into his fold in this lifetime. Gratitude to our Balvikas Gurus, the Central Trust members, the authorities of the Prashanti Nilayam, for having sown the seeds of love for Bhagwan in our hearts. Gratitude to our parents for having nurtured that seed of love. I would also like to take this opportunity to thank our Honorable Union Minister, Mr. Shripad Nayak, and his wife for having spent their precious time with the Balvika students in the Prashanti Nilayam. I still remember my very first day at the Balvikas. I was in the second standard, an 8-year-old. I seriously didn't know what to expect from the class. But I knew for sure two things. First, it was eating into my playtime. Second, there was no escape from the class, since all at home were completely determined to send me to the Balvikas. Reluctantly, I started my journey with Balvikas. Very soon, I picked up a great liking for what happened there. I didn't realize this, but slowly and steadily, there came a time when I would eagerly wait for Friday 5 p.m. to get there. Being an integral part of Balvikas, I had numerous opportunities to participate in elocutions and singing bhajans. All of this not only helped me boost my self-confidence, but also increased my faith and love for Swami immensely. To my mind, pure love for God is the very essence of leading a meaningful and a purposeful life. Isn't it a matter of pride that when most children of our age are wasting precious time on Facebook, WhatsApp, and mobile games, we, the students of the Sri Satya Sai Balvikas, are marching ahead in life, laying the foundation of Satya, Dharma, Shanti, Prema, and Ahimsa. Yes, dear friends, I soon realized that Swami had become an inseparable part of my existence. It is Bhagwan's omnipresence, Bhagwan's omnipotence, Bhagwan's love that carries us through ups and downs of life. In conclusion, dear friends, I would only urge each one of us to always remember what our beloved Baba says. Your life is my message. The onus is on us, the students, the alumni of the Sri Satya Sai Balvikas, to carry forward our beloved Swami's mission with self-confidence and self-satisfaction. Let every student of this great program be like the beacon light that will make our beloved Swami proud of us. Jai Sai Ram.
Amen. Gajanana, Gajanana. Gajanana, Gajanana. Prathama Pujana Gadara. Prathama Pujana Ganaraya Gajanana Gajanana Prathama Prarthana Shri Ganaraya Ganaraya Lambodaya
Yeah. Thank you. sarvadharma swarupa
Om jagadish hare swami sakya sai hare bhakta jano Om Jaya Jagadish Hare Shashi Vandana Shikara Sarva Pranapate Swami Sarva Pranapate Ashita Kalpanatika Ashita Kalpanatika Aparabhandava Om Jaya Jagadish Hare Guru Deva Mariyantayunive Swami Mariyantayunive Nada Brahma Jagannatha Nada Brahma Jagannatha Nani Prashayana Om Jaya Jagadish Hare Omkara Rupa Ojasviya Sai Mahadeva Satya
Hello.